This is from Madhya Lila, chapter 12, verses 154 to 202. This story is Jagannanda force feeds Mahaprabhu. Jagannanda, he's one of Lord Chaitanya's associates. He force feeds Mahaprabhu. You know force feeding? You know what feeding means?
Yes.
You ever did it? You know what force means? Like force feeding, huh? Kashimish, this is verse 154 to 202, chapter 12. Kashimisha tulasi padicha duijan pancha shakshata loka jata kariye bojan tatana pitta pana savapataila deki mahaprabhurmane santosha haila. After the Gundicha Marjan Leela, where Lord Chaitanya cleaned the Gundicha Mandir, Lord Chaitanya relished Jagannath Mahaprasad along with his Priya Bhaktas, his loving devotees. Kashi Mishra and Tulsi, one panda named Tulsi, they brought as much prasadam as 500 men could eat. Seeing the large quantity of prasad, which consisted of rice, cakes, sweet rice, and a variety of vegetables, Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. So this means we are in Mahaprabhu's mission, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that when devotees get together and celebrate some utsav, Janmasthami, Radhastami, Gorpranim, if we want to please Lord Chaitanya, we should have huge quantities of prasad. Huge, large amounts. Not small. Pancha Shata Loka, as much as 500 men could eat. And how many men were there at this gathering? There's only about 60. I already mentioned it. About 60 devotees were gathered there. 100 devotees. So it's really chuck-a-chuck. Very good. Puri Gosai Mahaprabhu Bharati Brahmananda Advaita Charya Ara Prabhu Nityananda. Who was present with Mahaprabhu? There was Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Advaita Charya, Nityananda Prabhu, Acharya Ratna Acharya Nidhi, Shivaskaradhar, Shankar Nanda Charya Ara, Raghava Vrakreshwara. Obviously, they were also there. Don't have to translate it because that's already the names. Raghava Pandit Vrakreshwara. Prabhu Agya Pana Vaise Apane Sarvaboma Pindara Upari Prabhu Vaise Lana Bhaktagan. Receiving the order from Mahaprabhu, Sarvaboma Bhattacharya sat down. Mahaprabhu and all his devotees sat on raised wooden seats. That's very interesting. Pindara Upari Prabhu Vaise Lana Bhaktagan. Mahaprabhu and all the bhaktas, they sat on a pindara upari, means a raised platform. Taratale, kari anukram. It's very interesting. Of course, this is Lord Chaitanya's associates. But when you go to Jagannath Puri, we've been many times, and the pandas there, they have particular niyams and behavior patterns which they observe amongst their group, and they try to propagate among others. And one thing they say is that when you take honor Jagannath Mahaprasadam, you should not sit on asan, you should sit on the floor. You should just sit on the floor, sit on the ground, because you shouldn't be higher than the prasadam. Pata, leaf plate, and it's on the floor. But if you're on an asan, then you'll be higher than a leaf plate. I have this bhav, so this is their sabhav, their mentality. Their bhav, their mood. And so we do like that. Don't eat standing up, don't eat sitting go to the dining room table. Yes, now we have Mahaprasad. Not in a big table and chair and cushy chair and all this, you know. So they say that, but now we see, although we have to be careful, imitation and following in the footsteps. Better we understand from the Dhamvasis, whatever they tell us, we just follow. But at least we can see in Lord Chaitanya's time, they did not sit on the floor. They were eating Jagannath Mahaprasadam, cakes, rice, everything. But they're sitting on a raised platform. So then this could bring a point of discussion for the pandas. Of course, they don't exactly follow Lord Chaitanya. They're in a different line. So we say, well, our Lord Chaitanya sat on a raised platform. Then they'll say, you're not Lord Chaitanya. We'll say, yeah, you're right. Back on the floor. So why do we need to sit on a raised platform anyway? That's the other point. But it's interesting, these fine points of Shastra. Taratale, taratale, kari anukram, udyana bhari vaise, bhakta karite bhojan. All the devotees sat down to take prasadam in consecutive lines, one beside the other. So this is udyan bhari. Udyan means pushpodyan. We have this Shivas and Shivas Thakur, the Shivas Angam and Shivas Pushpodyan. Pushpodyan means a combination of two words, udyan and pushpa, means his flower gardens. Shivas Thakur had a vast estate. In the evening time, where his mandir was, there was an anga. Anga means a portico. Shivas Anga. Shivas Anganam, or Anga, means an extension, a portico of round. He had his temple, it's called the Nat Mandir. Extending from the temple was a covered area, like a dance hall. And that's where Lord Chaitanya would gather there and dance the evening pastimes, Ras Lila, Shivas Angam. But in Madhyan Kal, Ras and Radhakund Lila, then they would enact all those pastimes of Radhakund and Shivas Thakur's huge, vast, vast garden called Pushpodyan. So this is explaining here, the translation was very quickly done, but in the Bengali it says, Udyan Bhari. That actually, the devotees, they were sitting in a garden, and they filled the entire garden, and sat there in a garden, and anukram, and consecutive lines. So we can, what we get from this is that in Gaudiya Sampradaya, the way of honoring prasadam is to sit down in lines and take prasadam, preferably in a garden. Not you walk in a table and they give you a plate and you go with your plate and sit down somewhere. Many temples, they do this for convenience, for speed, or, well, I don't know, whatever. Mlecha style. You ever seen? There's some tables and they stand and they serve the prasadam. You never seen? You get and go like this and sit down. Many times they do this. But when I joined, and I joined 75, was initiated there, I never saw such a thing. During Prabhupada's time, I never saw this line system. Even in 75, I was in Rath Yatra in Golden Gate Park, and Prabhupada was there. We served 20,000 people prasadam in lines. 20,000 people. You know, 500 buckets of halava, and everyone running here, there, everyone serving. 20,000 visitors, yatris, were sitting in lines, you know, sitting at 5,000, 5,000 like this, 20,000 over 4 hours. Cardboard plate, 20,000. And then we have, oh, it's too many, Prabhu, it's too many devotees, 100 people coming for Sunday feast. Acha, 100 people. That is really, and it's not good for digestion. And even sometimes you stand up, eat them up for Sunday, you don't even have a place to sit, you're standing up like this. Like some fast food restaurant. And this way it says, they all sat down, the devotees sat down to take their lunch. Haridasa Bali Prabhu Dhake Ganagan, Dori Rahi Haridasa Kare Nevedan. Mahaprabhu was calling repeatedly, Haridas, Haridas, Haridas. At that time, Haridas, standing at a distance, spoke as follows. So just see, Nimai Pandit is very exalted, Digvijay Brahman Pandit. He's calling for this Malecha Yavana. A Yavana Malecha. God is calling him. Hey, come on. Everyone's saying prasadam. Where is Haridas? Haridas kaha? Haridas kotai. Haridas! Haridas! So in the heart of the Lord, even the most insignificant person has the greatest position. There's no such thing as high and low in the heart of the Lord. In the heart of the Lord, in the heart of God, everyone's high, everyone's significant, everyone's important. It's, oh, he's just a new bhakta, it doesn't matter. Oh, did Bhakta Joe get prasad? It doesn't matter, he's a jerk, you know. He's thinking, everyone's sitting here, Brahmananda, all the seniors are sitting there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are his seniors. Brahmananda Puri is older than him. Senior. He considered him like Nanda Maharaj. Brahmananda Bharati, Brahmananda Puri, Advaitacharya, Nityananda. These are all the seniors. Acharya Ratnacharya, Nidhi Srivas, Gadadhar is his junior. Nandanacharya is senior. All these personalities are all older than Lord Chaitanya. They're all Brahmins. They're all pundits. They're all there. And Lord Chaitanya looks around. Okay, all my friends are here. All the pundits are here. Let's eat. No. Hey, wait. Haridas Kotai. Haridas, Haridas. If one person is missing, then Lord Chaitanya is not happy. So much bhav and so much concern for every part, big and small part. Bhakta Sange Prabhu Karun Prasada Angikar A Sange Vasite Jogya Nahi Munichar. Haridas said, let Mahaprabhu take lunch with his devotees. I am abominable. Munichar, I cannot sit down amongst all of you exalted pandits and acharyas. Nandan Acharya, Advaita Acharya, these are acharyas, that thousands of devotees and disciples. Who am I? How? I have no adhikar to sit amongst you. Pache more prasada Govinda Dibibari Dware Manajani Prabhupuna Navalila Tanre. Haridas goes on. Govinda Das will give me prasadam later, outside the door. Outside the door means in the street. Outside the door of the garden, where all the dogs are. The dogs are all outside. You go outside the door, the dogs are there. The pigs are there. We're here, we eat here. And we finish here, what do? We take the leaf plates and we throw them outside, yes? We have feast. Then the dogs come, monkeys come, pigs come. So Haridas says, no, my place is out there. Chinadapi suni chinatarari vasishana amani na mani dena kirtina sadari. Sarupa Gosai Jagananda Damodar Kashishvara Gopinatha Vaninatha Shankara Parivesana Kare Tahan He Shatajan Madhye Haridwani Kari Bhakta Ghan. Sarupa Damodar Jagananda Damodar Pandit Kashishvara Gopinath Vaninath Shankara, they distributed prasadam, and all the devotees chanted the holy names at intervals. Madhye Haridwani Kari Bhaktagan. So this is the way to take prasad. Always when you see descriptions of Lord Chaitanya and his associates taking prasadam, this is how they do it. They're always they're taking prasadam, and between bites they're saying Hari 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 Hari. They're chanting the holy name of the Lord. So this is the style, Gauranga style of taking prasadam. You take some prasad, then your hand goes down, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, then. This is nice. And who's serving prasadam? All the bhaktas are serving? Jagannanda, the Satyabhama is Jagannanda, Swarup Damodar, Lita Sakhi, Damodar Pandit, Kashishvar is another Sakhi, Gopinath, Vaninath. The most advanced devotees and followers of Lord Chaitanya, they're serving prasadam. Pulina Bhojan Krishna, Purve Jai Che Kala, Se Lila Mahaprabhu, Mani Smriti Haila. Previously, Krishna had taken his lunch in the forest, and that pastime was remembered by Mahaprabhu. Se Lila Mahaprabhu, Mani Smriti Haila. This is Rag Bhajan. There's the limbs, there's Vaidhi Sadhana, they have Archan, they have Mala, everything they do. And then they have Rag Sadhana, they also do Mala, they do Puja, Archan. They read Shastra. But here's an example of taking prasadam, which everyone does. From the beginner, from the Kanishtha to the Premi. Everyone honors prasadam. Is there a difference? Everyone's honoring the same Mahaprasadam Govinde. But the bhakta, he's eating it to survive. He's eating to maintain himself and to enjoy himself and satisfy and stuff himself and forget all about Maya. Fill up with prasadam up to the ears. But now here's an example how Mahaprabhu takes prasadam. He takes prasadam, he remembers Krishna's Leela. And in between taking bites of prasadam, Hari, 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 Hari. So this means that the Raganuga Sadaka, when he sits down to take prasadam, first he makes an offering. And he just, okay, ding, 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 the Tulsi Patra, Ganga Jal, purify the Dravya, the mudras, mantras, this, that, other thing. Okay, these are the rudiments of Vaidhi. These are the Yama Niyam of making bhog offering. But then he rings the bell, waits 20 minutes and like this, that. But the Raganuga Sadaka, he thinks, oh, when he's preparing, he's thinking of the parishads. He's thinking, oh, what time is it? Now I'm making breakfast. Now I'm in Nandagram. I'm in my Siddhadeh. I'm assisting Radharani in the kitchen. There are 100 stoves there. And Radharani is actually cooking here for Krishna, but I'm cutting these sabjis and I'm giving to her. I'm putting in the pots. He's meditating on Leela as he's cooking. And then when he's offering, he's thinking, oh, Krishna, oh, what time is it? Well, now it's 2 o'clock. Krishna's at Radhakund. And this offering, he's going to take this offering and lead this kunj. And he's thinking like that when he's making the offering. And then when he takes the offering, he's thinking, oh, Krishna must have relished this. And then he must have relished this so much, he gazed on the Radharani. And now it's tasting like Radharani's Adara Amrita, the nectar of her lips and Krishna's lips. He's thinking like this. He's remembering Leela. This is because he has rag. He has natural rag, svabhavika rag. It's awakened within him. He wants to do this. He wants to think like this. He wants to pray like this. He wants to meditate like this. It's not forced. You can't, yeah, you should do it. I write it down. Yes, I'll do like this. It will come like this. One will develop his attraction. His ruchi will come. Really, Raghunuga Bhakti begins at a level of ruchi. You have a taste. You have a taste for this more than woman, more than sex, and more than profit, adoration, all these things. And that's, what is the proof of ruchi? Nadana Najana Sundaram. This verse of Shikshastika means ruchi in bhajan. Nadana Najana Sundaram Kavidam Bhaja Kadisha Kami Mama Janami. You lost your taste for things of this world. Man, woman, fashion, food, man, woman, travel, electronic gadgets. Some people are like, this telephone, that telephone, this thing, that they're just going mad, the latest phone and did you see this new iPod and X-Pod and Z-Pod and all kinds of pod? Prabhupad. You see the new Prabhupad? No, I didn't have there's a new Prabhupad? Yeah, new old is the same Prabhupad. Chanare Krishna, and, read the Bhagavatam. It's Prabhupad. You have your iPod, I have Prabhupad. How many gigabytes is Prabhupad? Oh, he's unlimited. He can give you the spiritual world. So this is Nadana. We don't want wealth, money, bigger house, bigger car, this, that. I have no taste. And then Ra can begin. Then you think of these things and read these things. So Lord Chaitanya is giving indication. He's giving a hint here. He said, listen, this is Krishna thinking of Krishna. Gauranga is Krishna. He's thinking, it's Krishna meditating on Krishna. He's sitting with all his friends in Puri. He's honoring Jagannath Mahaprasad. He's thinking, all these friends are also my friends. Many of these pandits are also coward boys. They're also coward boys in Vrindavan. And many of these pandits are also sakis in Vrindavan. And we sit with the sakis. I sit with the sakis in honor prasadam. And I sit with the coward boys in honor prasadam. Now I'm sitting with the pandits and bhavas and sannyasis in Puri honoring Jagannath prasadam. Such a beautiful instruction he's giving here. Say Leela Mahaprabhu, he's remembering Krishna's Bhojan Leela. Bhojan Thali, Kamyavan, Bhojan Thali, everyone goes there. This is Bhojan Thali, you see the little cup and a stone, a little Thali, and the Thali was here, and the cup was here, and it melted to the ecstasy, and the milk flowed down this rock here, and Balaram grabbed a pot of yogurt, and he went up on the top of this rock, and he hid behind here, and he was eating the yogurt, and Krishna found out he was eating yogurt without telling him, and they fought. And jostled, and the pot fell, and the yogurt fell down the rocks, and you still see the little white drops of yogurt that melted into the rocks. This is in Kamyavan, Bhojan Thali. These are all there. So he's remembering these leelas. So we can say to ourselves, do mane, Mahaprabhu, mane smriti hoila. Does our mind go in that direction? When we honor Mahaprasadam, smriti means smaran. This is a function of the mind, smaran, remembering. Or forgetting. Either one, mostly forgetting. Yadyapi prema veshe prabhu haila astir, samaye bujiya prabhu haila kichudhir. By remembering Krishna Leela, Mahaprabhu became agitated with ecstatic love. But concerning the time and circumstance, he remained somewhat patient. He became austere, but he remained kichudhir, somewhat pacified. He didn't want to make a scene in the prasadam hall. Prabhukai more deha lafravyanjane pittapana amrit gutika deha bhaktagan. Mahaprabhu said, listen, servers, you can give me some mixed vegetables, and you can give the devotees all the really tasty preparations, like kheer, and amrit gutika, and that thick puri mixed with condensed milk. Amrit gutika is a thick puri with kheer and condensed milk inside the middle of the puri. Haribo. Sharira Vejija. Where is that Amrita Gutika? It's like a cream-filled puri. But it's not cream, it's cooked down milk, cooked down to a slightly brown color. It's thick and creamy and sweet and unbelievable. And this is also known as Amrita Rasavali. Rasa, avali. Rasa avali means it's tasty, 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 and tasty. Because avali means a series of, like Deepavali, means a succession of lights, a series of lights, a row of lights. So rasa avali means amrit. It's amrit ras avali means that you taste it. The ras is tasty nectar, is tasty nectar, is tasty nectar. As you keep tasting it, it's a series of sweet tastes, one after the other. Now that's Mahaprasadam. And Lord Chaitanya is renouncing that for our benefit. He's saying, I will take mixed sabji. Give all the other people these cream-filled, kheer-filled puris. So that's our fortune, no? Lord Chaitanya takes the mixed vegetables, and we get all the cakes. Right? He's telling us to give all the other devotees. Of course, we have to be sitting there with the Lord. Otherwise, the sannyasis were supposed to, Prabhupada says in the purport, the same book, he said we should offer all kinds of opulent foods to the deities. And then we should distribute all the opulent food to the grihastas. And the Radhisha. And the sannyasis and brahmacharis should eat very simple food. Like this, he says lafra vyanjane means mixed vegetables. This is text 168. Sarvagya Prabhu janena yanre jay bhai Tanre Tanre Se Deo Jai Sarup Dwaraya. So this is Mahaprabhu's honoring Mahaprasadam and his Leela. Jagannanda force feeds Mahaprabhu. Text 168. Mahaprabhu is Sarvagya, all knowing. And he was so expert that he knew exactly what type of preparation each devotee liked. This is the perfection of Sarvagya. This is Prem. Love moves in this direction. Love moves the mind in such a way that he can consider what the other person likes. This is the nature of prema. So Mahaprabhu is the prema sarup. He's Rasaraj Mahabhav. So his mind is saturated with how to please all the devotees. So in the previous verse, it said vyanjana, it says lafra vyanjan. He said, give me some mixed vegetables and serve all the kheer and all the cakes and all the Amrit Gutika, give to all the bhaktas. Let them enjoy. Let them be happy. And then Kaviraj Goswami Padi says that he knows exactly what each bhakta likes. He therefore had Srup Damodar deliver these preparations to each devotee to his full satisfaction. So this is an incredible point of Leela, how the Lord is exchanging with his devotees. Has so much care and concern for them, but it's also in terms of adhyatmik vichar, like how it applies to us, the reader. What is the benefit? What is the application in our own sadhana? Because the dati pratigrinati and a platform of devotional dealings is all about love. The Raja, Vaishnav Raja Sabha is a sabha, Gauranga's sabha is a prem sabha. It's nourished and maintained and extended by prema. Six loving activities, exchanges. So a very important part of our exchanges is distributing prasadam. Receiving prasadam. There's so many pastimes Lord Chaitanya is teaching as a Shiksha Guru for Gaudiya Sampradaya. What is this prasadam? It's Krishna Fela. It's Krishna Adhara Amrita. It's the very nectar of Krishna's lips. And in the previous verse we heard, Lord Chaitanya is taking prasadam with all his associates, Brahmananda Bharati, and who is it? Paramananda Puri, Nityananda, Gadadhar. And they're all there in Puri taking Jagannath Mahaprasad. But what is Lord Chaitanya thinking? He's thinking of Bhojantali and Kamyavan. He's thinking of Krishna's Leela. There's a previous verse. He's meditating on Krishna's Leela while he's taking prasadam. And then all the devotees, they're taking prasadam between bites. They're taking Hari Hari, Hari Hari. Because they want to nourish Mahaprabhu's Bhav. Because Mahaprabhu's in Radha Bhav. And the name which most nourishes Radharani's Bhav is Hari Hari. Hari Hari. Oh Hari, come steal my heart. Hari Hari, like we have Hari Dev. So here he's so much concerned. Okay, take prasad. We were once temple president, small temple. And we had like 200-300 people come for Sunday feast. Indians mostly, Gujaratis, in Baltimore, Maryland. And we would often serve the prasadam as our service, as part of our service. And after a while, the same people come every Sunday. You know what they like. It doesn't take much, a few hundred people. At least a large number you would know. And so, oh, this is Bububai Patel. Mr. Bububai Patel, funny names, all of these Gujaratis. Bububai Patel. And I know that he likes too much this pakora. So then he's coming, and I'm serving, or we're going, and we're serving. And I go, I take the spoon. I don't say anything. I give him pakora, and he goes, and a second and a third. Yeah, you keep giving. And he looks and goes, he starts smiling because we don't like talking. You know, we shouldn't talk so much. Just showing him nicely on the spoon so he can see from his level. And it, like this. Then he looks up and he's, oh, Maharaj, you know my heart. You know what I like. And this is love. This exchange of love. It's not pakora. You know, the devotee is extending his love. He cares to the other. Let the other be satisfied in Krishna bhakti. And then he reciprocates. Oh, I accept your love and give you mine in return. So Lord Chaitanya is he's the priest, Prem avatar, isn't it? Prem Purushottam Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. He came to relish Radharani's Mahabhav. He came to distribute her Mahabhav, to distribute love in all his speaking. Is explain when Lord Chaitanya is touring South India, what were his two preaching weapons? The Saundarya Rupam. The Saundarya Rupam is Prem Nam, is Prem. And Saundarya, his beauty and his love. These were his preaching weapons. Krishna's coverage repeatedly says, Saundarya Rupam. People saw this incredibly beautiful form, Saundarya, this beautiful form. Beauty is attractive. When Rukmini came out of Chandrabhaga's temple during the Swayamvara, Krishna. Then, how much beauty she had? It says, Ruchir Anana. It says in the Sanskrit, one word Prabhupada mentions in his purport, Krishna word, Ruchir Anana. Anana means face. Ruchi means, her face was tasty. I mean, usually the beauty of the Shard Padmoksavan Bhaktram, a woman's face is like a blossoming lotus flower. Very tasty, attractive, like a flower. But her, okay, attractive and beautiful, but tasty? There's Ruchir Anana, that when all those princes and kings, the most powerful, exalted, also handsome kings of India, they saw the face of Rukmini, they fell off their horses, literally, and then Krishna came and snatched away in that Swayamvara. You know, Rukmini Haran, you know, Haran, the Leela, taking Rukmini. So this is beauty. In other words, the point is, beauty is so compelling and so attractive. So Lord Chaitanya was the same way. People saw him and they became captivated and immediately ran to him. And then Prem Nam. They heard the Prem Nam and they got Prema. So these were his two weapons. So he's not only beautiful in form and distributing Prem through Nam and through his Shiksha and through his experience, but all his behavior is filled with beautiful, loving dealings. All of his behavior is full of beautiful, loving dealings. This is the ideal achar. Behavior is one thing, but in Gaudiya Sampradaya, it's not achar, but it's prema achar. Achar means behavior. Amy Vanderbilt's Book of Etiquette, some book in America. They have books of etiquette, the proper etiquette. Oh, you sit like this at the table and you this and that. All these kind of Western ethics and morality of behavior. But in the Sadhu Sangha, the Bhaktagan, Vaishnava Mandal, the behavior of the exchanges is premachar, it's based on loving dealings. So Mahaprabhu was just displaying this principle and this practice, and in this very simple shloka of, he's omniscient. He knows exactly what, okay, we're not sarvagya. That's a quality of Bhagavan, sarvagya. But by his mercy, we can know something about some people. We can know the likes and dislikes of a few people we repeatedly associate with. And, it's every aspect of Gaura Lila, full of audarya, to prepare us, prepare the way to enter the Madhurya Lila of Radha and Krishna. Because Radha and Krishna's Lila is so much based on this loving exchanges. And of course, Surab Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. And Mahaprabhu is ordering Lalita Sakhi, Surab Damodar to deliver these preparations to each devotee to his full satisfaction. I think we'll stop there, and we'll continue tomorrow, because Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.